Scott Walter is the author of Arabella. Now, other than a cool sounding name, I didn't really know what Arabella, A-R-A-B-E-L-L-A, stands for. And the book he's come out with, and you got to check this out, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming, and probably trying to transition America. And it's not just Bill Gates and Soros. You'd be surprised, because this is kind of like an unknown group that is pumping a ton of money into elections, and in my opinion, trying to change America for the worse. But that's me. The author, Scott Walter, joining us live. Good morning, New Hampshire. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you.
Well, talk about the book. Who is Arabella? And I've talked in the show about dark money because I have my own thoughts. Isn't it amazing we have all these U.S. Senate races, including up here in New Hampshire, Maine, and our listening region in New England, where people will run for re-election, and they'll say, we need to get the dark money out of politics. And then, you know, a U.S. Senate race, $50, $75 million later, a lot of dark money pours in. The candidate and campaign accept it one way or the other. But we need to get it out of politics. But, Scott, tell us about Arabella in the book.
Sure. The book is called Arabella, as you said, and the name comes from Arabella Advisors. Okay, now I'll explain. They have a network, is the way to think of it. It's a network of a bunch of groups, and visualize a pyramid. At the top of the pyramid, you have the Arabella Advisors company, which is a for-profit company, PR consulting. You know, we call them Beltway Bandits, right? It controls everything below. It creates everything below in the pyramid. In the middle of the pyramid, you have half a dozen nonprofits of different legal types. And then at the base of the pyramid, you have what you see, what ordinary Americans see, and that's hundreds of these little pop-up fake groups, right? Names like Floridians for a Fair Shake or Secure Michigan Elections, that kind of thing. And they look like they're grassroots groups. You know, people in your state are up in arms about whatever it is, Medicaid expansion, abortion, blah, blah. But actually, they're not groups. They're just a website and an accounting code at this huge multi-billion dollar joint in D.C.
Mm. Now, you've talked a lot about what is dark money, but one of the things I want to talk about is, you note, Scott Walter, that the left side of the political aisle, and I've seen this here in New Hampshire, has a big advantage in money and sophisticated political machinery that is really shaping our lives and elections and issues.
Absolutely, and it's part of a bigger fact, which people get embarrassed about, some of them. The left is the party of the rich. They have far more money in every way that you can count it, all the different types.
But that's not the perception, right?
Oh, they lie about that. I was testifying to a Senate committee this past year, and one of the Democrat senators was outraged that I had said this. Now, he wasn't brave enough to ask me a question, of course. I've never had a Democrat ask me a question at a hearing, though I've done half a dozen of them in both houses. But he said, we can't have more dark money because we support the Disclose Act, which would have government force disclosure of donors. That's quite a logical syllogism there, because we pretend to say we're going to have legislation that would force disclosure for all donors. Therefore, we don't have more dark money. They're just frauds.
In the 2022 election, Scott Walter, you've said or testified, you've noted that Arabella's fundraising rose to $3 billion. How big are these funds? How much money? And what's the impact? What is it having on our American political politics and our elections?
Sure. The number for 2022 was even bigger than 2020, which was a mere $2.4 billion that Arabella's nonprofits raised. In 22, the off year, it went all the way up to $3 billion. And to put that in context, that is more money than the DNC plus the RNC plus the Republican Senate and House committees plus the Democratic Senate and House committees. More than all those things combined, you have to add another half a billion to get to Arabella's take.
Now, you mentioned something earlier when you testified. The perception is the Koch brothers, big money is on the right, the Republican side. Democrats are sort of the fighting for the victims. They're the good guys. Soros, you know, Bill Gates. So how is Arabella different than, say, dark money on organizations on the right or conservative side?
Well, in a couple of ways. First, again, thing to remember, it's bigger, richer and bigger. Second, the Kochs, of course, for years now, have not been closely aligned with the Republican Party. You can praise that, you can dispraise it, but, you know, it's a brute fact. They've not been well aligned with the Republican Party, whereas Arabella is absolutely joined at the hip with the Democratic Party.
Okay, now here's a question you may or may not have been asked. By the way, Scott Walter is president of Capital Research Center, author of the book Arabella, Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America. He also served in the G.W. Bush administration on domestic policy and lives down in the D.C., Virginia area. Scott, what is the agenda? Now, before you answer this, I'm going to ask this. I noticed that in New Hampshire, and I'm sorry, I don't know if you're familiar with New Hampshire. Are you familiar with New Hampshire? I mean, the primary and all that, but you know, you're probably pretty familiar with the state, right?
Sure.
The question I'm going to ask is, we don't have a U.S. Senate election this fall, but an open governor's race. Chris Sununu is not running again. He's done 4 2-year terms. We have 2-year terms here, not 4. But of course, Bill, the actual primary coming up in November is billed as kind of a Biden safe zone here. But after he blew off our primary, Biden and Jill Biden have been to New Hampshire twice. They've remembered where New Hampshire is all of a sudden after they ignored our primary, because our 4 electoral college votes may be in play. And Trump, of course, ran strong here. My question is, these elections coming up in this fall, I've said in my show, it doesn't matter what race, governor, Congress, doesn't matter. If you're a Republican, the Democrats can have tens of millions of dollars saying you want to ban abortion. My Republican opponent wants to ban abortion. They're going to be tens of millions of dollars out on that. Now, the immigration, the southern border, world. There's a couple wars going on in the world, inflation, the economy. There's going to be other issues. But my question is, what is Arabella's end game? What issues? How are they trying to basically transform America? For what and what end? What is their end game, Scott?
Well, the simplest way to put it is they play in every issue or any issue, depending on whatever works. Obviously, abortion looks to be helping them electorally on the left and their preferred political party. You know, so they'll play it up now. They'll do something totally different next year if that looks like it'll help more. So the long-term big picture is they want ever more centralized control and power in the U.S. government, which they think they can more easily manipulate, and they do not want somebody in New Hampshire, in Maine, Vermont. They don't want you people having liberties and ruling yourselves. They want you to shut up and let the big government, largely controlled by their billionaires, tell you what to do and run your life.
If some people would agree that Arabella is a problem or an issue, what can be done about it? What can the average person do to kind of make, because I had not heard about this before your book. How can this be exposed more? Is it, I'm not saying it's illegal, but it's influential. But if it's a problem and people are concerned about, what can the average person do?
Well, the single best thing is exactly what you're doing now, which is get educated about it. And by the way, we have a great website called influencewatch.org, online Wikipedia of the left. You can look all these groups that I'm rattling off. You can look them up. I warn you, you'll probably lose 5 hours of your life because you'll start going down the rabbit holes. But the reason that's powerful is because they operate like the Wizard of Oz, right? When you went to see the Wizard, he was big and powerful and scary and booming, right? And then you discover when the dog pulls the curtain, well, it's just some guy at a microphone. Well, all these billions of dollars are just creating that same kind of fraud. And once people know that it's just some guy behind a curtain in a D.C. office, well, that makes a big difference, right? It's not so scary anymore.
Scott, before I let you go, as I said earlier, you have your own sort of research perch and role, and you've done a lot of national stuff, but the book Arabella, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America. My question is, have you taken any flack for kind of so publicly focusing a whole book on Arabella, what it is, the who, what, when, where? Have you taken any heat for this?
Nothing too bad. The Arabella Advisors itself, you go to their website, they have a little page there claiming, oh, Capital Research Center has been mean to us, and they're not telling the truth, and they have factual inaccuracies. Oddly, they've never mentioned, that's been there for several years, they've never mentioned a single inaccuracy. They've never contacted me. I care about accuracy. You tell me what we have wrong, we'll correct it. I'm still waiting.
Scott Walter, the book, Arabella. Thank you, Scott. We'll get you back again. Good Morning Hampshire, the Pulse of an Age. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks so much.